Welcome to the Empowered Edupreneur Podcast. My name is Michelle Smith and I'm an ex-teacher turned online business coach for edupreneurs, the owner of DigiTeach and a six-figure entrepreneur. I am in love with empowering educators just like you to create freedom-filled online businesses and lives they love. If you are looking to up-level your skills, your finances, your mindset, and change the trajectory of your life as an educator in business, then you are in the right place. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of business and mindset development to help unlock the infinite potential within you to play bigger with your life and go after your dreams. We are going to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today. Now let's dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm happy to be talking to you today. And this is literally a couple of days before Christmas. So I want to wish you an amazing Christmas if you're listening to this, and have an amazing time with your family and just really enjoy being present and connecting with the people that you love most and just enjoy life for these couple of days. This Christmas period and this New Year period, I think, is an important time to slow down and just be with the people that really matter to you and enjoy yourself and just rest if you can. And so I wanted to create a podcast episode today all about ways in which you can just take a break from your business over Christmas. Because I think it's so important to do this. I really think it's important because I find when you have a business and you become your own boss, you kind of never want to take breaks and you kind of always just want to be doing stuff in your business. I get this. I take breaks, but I don't fully take breaks. Like, I always want to have my Voxer coaching clients and I'm popping in to look at an email here and there and things like that. But I think it's important to really intentionally and strategically put the boundary in place to take a break, because we need breaks. We need full-on breaks and time away from our business and from the screens to just live and unclick or untap from the matrix and just be present and like replenish yourself ultimately. And if you want to have a sustainable business, you actually need to force this to happen. And I wouldn't just say do it over Christmas. I would say intentionally take breaks throughout your year. That's what I do, because that helps you replenish and then your creativity and you rest, and that actually has a massive return on investment in your business ultimately. Resting is sometimes the most productive thing you can actually do for your business. So I want to invite you to take a break over this time, and I want you to first decide to take the time off and just be intentional with that. So make the decision. If you are feeling guilt around it or weird about it, you got to let that go and you've got to say, you know what, I am going to do this because this is good for me and this is good for my business and this is what I need right now. So just decide to take the time off. And then the thing is to actually maintain that boundary. So decide the boundary and then maintain the boundary and then create systems and set yourself up to support you in that. So the key thing is to decide it and then to actually put in the systems and the boundaries in place and then maintain it. As soon as you start breaking it yourself, then it's game over. So say you tell clients, okay, from this date until this date, we're on Christmas break. And then the client emails you and then you email them back, or they Voxer you and you get into Voxer and you Voxer them back. That's the boundaries broken. Once you do that, it doesn't really work, right? So you have to assert the thing and just be clear about what's happening and let everyone know. And then you have to maintain it yourself. And you have to stop yourself from going and working on your business, which I find quite difficult sometimes. Especially, I can quickly open my computer and I quickly have a look at something or do this or that. Yeah, I really urge you to prevent yourself from doing that. But what I do find is creativity does come when you are resting. So have a journal or a notebook and write down your ideas as they come, because I find some of the best ideas come in these downtimes. And then write it down, and then when you start working again, you can revisit it. So this podcast, I'm just going to share with you four ways that you can set yourself up for a break around Christmas. So number one, pause your coaching offers or your live offers that are happening over this Christmas period. So if you have one-on-one coaching with a client over the Christmas period, or you have your group coaching program happening over this Christmas period, like December and January, whatever the offer is that you have, provided it's not just a digital course, if there's live service in it, live support, pause that support from whatever date you want to. For example, I am pausing the support from like the 22nd, because that's a Friday, till the 2nd of Jan. So it's about a week in total. All right. I'm pausing DBA group coaching program that I've got. I'm pausing Voxer support. I'm pausing everything. So that time, I'm going to take a break. And so what I recommend, you just decide the date and you just tell your clients that this is going to be paused. And because of the pause, you will add that week at the end. So you'll extend that week later. So they're not missing anything. They're not missing a week of their 12 weeks with you or whatever it is. You're adding it on at the end. You've just decided that it's Christmas time. And it's actually in service of everyone to go and live their best lives with their family and not have their mind elsewhere. And it's like a good way to even help your clients or your students to take a break, because they're not missing anything. If we didn't have that pause, people would be doing DBA at their computer and working on their business during the Christmas period, because they don't want to miss out any on the time. But I don't want that. I want them to go live their life with their family. Number one is decide the dates and then pause whatever live offer you have happening and articulate that to your students and your clients clearly. And make sure that they know that there will be that week extension at the end. So your time will end with them a week later or whatever it is, 2 weeks later. I don't know how long you want to do it for. So that's number one, very important. Number two is actually activate your out-of-office email. It sounds like simple, but a lot of people don't do this, and I am guilty of that. It makes a difference because it really helps. It helps you feel like you can actually step away, because you know people are going to email you, and then there's going to be this out-of-office email that will immediately send to them, so they don't feel like they're being ignored or whatever. And then you fully don't have to look at your emails. Like, you don't even have to open that thing up. Like, it's holiday time. So just like you would in a job, I want you to treat it exactly the same in your business. Set up that out of office email, be very clear on the dates at which you are out of office, and say that you'll get back to any emails when you return, and then give the date. And that way you can chill. You don't have to worry. That thing is set up. People aren't going to be like angry at you, because if clients and students message you and then they just don't hear anything back, that's worse. And I feel like let's just have some clear communication. So it sounds small, but it actually makes a big difference. So go and do that. Set that up. Okay. And I'm going to let you go and do that today and set that up. This is a good reminder for me. Okay. Number three. When you go on your break, you don't want to pause all the things that your business does, because your business still needs to run. So part of having an online business is there's form of content creation that is needed. Whether you're a podcaster or you send newsletters or you have a YouTube channel or you do Instagram, whatever it is, you have a content strategy normally, and you have consistent content sending every week or whatever it is. You don't want to just like throw that out the window. You need to maintain that. So what I would recommend is just batch record your key content and schedule it over that period. Simple. So for me, I have my podcast and I'm batch recording my podcast. Like, I've done 2 episodes today. I'll do 2 episodes maybe tomorrow. And then I'm going to schedule that all out. So it just sends out over the days that it needs to send out. I'm going to create my newsletter ahead of time with that as well. And those are like the main things for me that I really make sure that I don't not do. And then I'll do some Instagram stuff potentially as well. So whatever content strategy you have and game plan that's in your business, just batch record some stuff and schedule it out ahead of time over the dates you want. So just try to do as much of that upfront. I know it feels like a bit of a push to do it, but you're going to really thank yourself because then you can completely switch off for like those 10 days and whatever. And then number four, this is for people who have funnels built and have run ads. Ultimately. So if you have like a Tripwire funnel or a freebie funnel or an evergreen webinar funnel, whatever it is, just set up some ads to run to those funnels in the background and do the heavy lifting for you, like low cost $5 ads, or just set up content that is sending people to those funnels and then let the funnels do the heavy lifting for you. So if you can keep up lead generation over that time, that's the dream. So having your freebie funnel in place or your Tripwire funnel to build up your email list. And if you can, run some ads if you want to. I think ads actually get cheap. I saw recently that ads are actually the cheapest over the Christmas and the New Year's period. So that's interesting. You wouldn't think so, but apparently it is. And then just make sure that that stuff's ticking for you. That's the magic of having a funnel, is it is so automated that all you need to do is just run traffic to it. And then things are just happening on its own. People are joining your email list. People are buying your low ticket offers. People are doing whatever you want them to do. And if you're gearing up for a launch in January, which many people are, everyone wants to launch in Jan, end of Jan, it seems. Then be intentional. Set up that list building process. Set up some lead gen or whatever it may be. Just have it set up. That's the magic of a funnel. And if you don't have a funnel, this is my wonderful reminder that building out these systems are actually the dream within an online business. And I definitely recommend it, especially a freebie funnel for lead gen and obviously a launch funnel to sell stuff and make money. And that is what I help you with in DBA. So if you don't have it, I recommend you definitely get involved, because DBA and Growth Accelerator, I teach you on how to build these things so that you can actually go take a break. I am able to take breaks because I know I've got systems and things in place that are automated that do the work for me while I'm going and living my life. Digital courses, group programs, and funnels that are churning away in the background. So those are the four things. And just a little reminder that your business will not fall apart if you take a break. Okay? So don't panic. Don't feel guilt. Take the break. Enjoy the rest. You didn't start your business so you could overwork yourself and burn yourself out and put yourself in a stressed space. You started your business so you could have more freedom and have more time with your family. So keep that in mind. That's why you started it. So live that. Be the boss to yourself that lives that experience. Go have time with your family. Don't feel guilt for taking a break. Don't feel like things are going to fall apart. Actually, it's going to be fine. Everything will be fine. But I will just say that you should not ghost your people, because I see that. People just ghost, they take a break, but then they disappear completely. And you know what? I think it's actually fine. I've done that before, but I made it known. I was like, hey guys, I'm actually going through a really rough time in my life. I'm taking this break. You're not going to see me on Instagram and things like that. I'm going to be away for a while. At least people knew a little bit. And still, it was fine. I came back and I restarted and I took a long break in 2022. So ideally, don't just disappear without saying anything. Let people know you're having a break. Let your clients, your students know. Make your team have a break. Ensure everyone's having a break. And just let your automated systems do some of the work for you. And just go live your best life, because you deserve it. We've had a big year. 2023 was a lot. And you should be proud of yourself for what you've done this year. Regardless of if you think you did what you wanted to do or you hit your goals, you should be proud of yourself. And you should go spend time with the people that matter most to you, eating delicious food, making yourself very happy. Guilt-free joy. This is my permission slip to you. And this is my invitation to you to go and set up that space for rest. Okay. So I'm wishing you an amazing Christmas period. I'm going to also take a break. Every one of my clients will know this. And just enjoy this time with your people. And be merry. And I will still be sending podcast episodes because I'm batched them. Look at me go. But yeah, I'll chat to you soon. And I'll chat to you on the other side of Christmas. Have a wonderful and wonderful time. And I will chat to you soon. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you are a teaching business owner, freelance teacher, or online teacher, and you are interested in creating a digital course or group program to scale your income and impact without teaching more hours, then I have just the thing for you. Grab my free scalable digital course roadmap, and it will walk you through the 6 steps of turning your one-on-one classes into a scalable offer that frees you from the teacher burnout trap. Creating scalable courses and programs have allowed me to 10x my hourly rate, hit 6 figures in my business, and impact hundreds and hundreds of people around the world without having to be actively teaching all day. If this is what you desire, grab my guide in the show notes and let me help you. I appreciate you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go create a business and life you love.